Jennifer, thanks for your call. Hold on, we'll get you a copy of the new book, Shock Jocks, Hate Speech and Talk Radio. More with Rory O'Connor, next on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is locally owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Chinese food prepared to order every day. Make this the year you become personally acquainted with the May family and Jim's Restaurant at 1584 Del Monte in Seaside. Jim's specials are still $5.75 for lunch and $6.50 for dinner per person. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117. Don't forget, Jim's is tops for takeout and catering, too. Call Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 394-5117.
The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's been almost 39 years since I heard a bunch of my fellow high school grads talking about this cool festival they planned to go to in upstate New York. It would be peace, love, and music. But I had a summer job, so did my girlfriend, and so we stayed home. And now, just like that, it's 39 years later, and Woodstock is a museum.
It's a very immersive, rich media experience.
Okay, a media experience. That's what I meant to say. More after this.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger-than-life expectations, which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/small business.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Even though Jared has an incredible selection of spectacular diamond engagement rings, many Jared customers prefer to design their own. It's easy to understand why. You can select from hundreds of settings in gold or platinum at Jared, and then choose from thousands of diamonds in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
I did go to Woodstock 94, the 25th anniversary of the original, which provided some of the music and all of the mud. But by then, I was past the age when mud was fun. The new Woodstock Museum that opens today is happily mud-free. Mike Egan is senior director of the museum at Bethel Woods.
Woodstock has come to represent much of the 60s. It's much of the ideals and the ideas and the music and the transformation of a very dynamic time.
Yes, it was a time when the sheer number of people under 30 became a social and economic force so powerful that no chain link fence could contain it. In fact, the museum includes a stretch of that fence, along with 20 films, and a 50-foot-high wraparound screen that finally shows Jimi Hendrix's actual size. And, of course, there are the usual holy relics.
The electric piano that Sha Na Na played on stage. We have the crazy, kooky overalls that Wavy Gravy walked around in. We have the equivalent of text messages today, which were, guess what, text messages then written on pie plates or whatever kids could find.
And so what critics dismissed as the hippie museum is now open, a $100 million shrine to the baby boom. A chance for us to tell our kids, and more, our grandkids, see, kids, that's how my generation got its music, naked, high, and in the mud, which is why we raised you never to do that. So when are you moving to a place of your own? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
Mark Hood for Judge is endorsed by the Monterey County Deputy Sheriff's Association, the Peace Officers Research Association of the Central Coast, and the union representing court employees. Mark Hood is the only candidate for judge who has 19 years' experience with major criminal prosecutions, plus significant civil experience with a leading firm. Tough on violent crime, smart on prevention. On June 3rd, vote Mark Hood for Judge.
I'm Mark Hood, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mark Hood judge.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Mommy, what's that right-wing slime on the radio?
continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, talking with Rory O'Connor, author of this new book, Shock Jocks, Hate Speech and Talk Radio, America's 10 Worst Hate Talkers, and the Progressive Alternatives.
Ready, steady, go!
And Rory, I wanted to tell you a little story about Rush Limbaugh, and I also have a tape here from the Peter B. Collins tax-deductible music and radio archives that I'll dig out for you. I spent 2.5 years following Rush Limbaugh on KNBR in San Francisco every day, and Rush came out for a promo tour 1 week and was there, and he consented to spend 1 hour in the studio with me. It was fascinating. Off the air, a really nice guy. None of the bombast, none of the ego that you would expect. He told me how lucky he was. He said, I'm going to ride this thing as far as I can. And he was almost giddy and gigglish that, you know, they sent limos for him and put him up in six-star hotels and all that stuff. On the air was a different story. The on-air light was lit, and he just went for the jugular, you know, in his typical way. It was awkward for him because he's not used to being a guest on somebody else's show. And that comes into the origins of Rush Limbaugh. And I was telling you a little bit of this off the air. But in the 1970s, ABC, the radio network, failed at launching a national talk radio network. And out of that failure came a massive research project where a guy named Ed McLaughlin, who was running that division for ABC, came up with a formula that they thought would be successful in changing talk radio. And some of this, as you describe in your book, had to do with the changing landscape, the lack of enforcement of the Fairness Doctrine, and its ultimate repeal. What they came up with was a formula called non-guested confrontation talk radio. And so instead of, like, me interviewing you or somebody else, it created the mode of the host as a godlike figure.
Well, we could still be confrontational, can't we?
Yeah, we can. The confrontational part was, of course, to gin up controversy. And what better way to do that than with a very conservative or somebody who could play that role? And it took them about 18 months to find Rush Limbaugh after they identified the formula. And they went over to Sacramento and listened to him where he was working. And they laid out this plan, this formula for him. And he said, yeah, I can do that. And the truth is, he can. He's really good at it.
Well, I was going to say, you know, in fairness, we have to give credit where credit is due and say what you will. And I have a lot of things to say in the book and elsewhere about Rush Limbaugh. I have to say, he is a great entertainer. He is fabulous at what he does on the radio. And also, this Ed McLaughlin came up with a brilliant format, which 20 years later, you know, to some extent remains the gold standard in talk radio and led to a billion-dollar industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, here's a little snippet of my conversation with Rush. And imagine, I'm there in the booth, and the station manager and my boss, the program director, kicked the call screener out, and they're sitting there facing Rush and cheering him on with thumbs up as I ask him these questions, one of the most uncomfortable shows I've ever done.
Look at my show as an entertainment forum for people, and I screen calls to find the best call. You know what the main, in my philosophy, you know what the purpose of a good call is in my show? It's to make me look good. I will tell you flat out, this show is not about what anybody else but me thinks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to discover what America thinks because it's impossible. There's no talk show host in the world who can tell you what his community or his neighborhood thinks based on what happens on his show. And so I'm not even laboring under that misconception. Calls are there to make me look good, to bring up interesting things. There's no public service aspect. There's no First Amendment aspect that I care about regarding it. And we're not looking for people who agree. In fact, we strive for people who disagree.
We'll talk more about that as we continue.
Well, yeah.
Kind on that last point.
But, see, I mean, he's unabashed. And the thread that runs through your book is that every one of these right-wing hosts dismisses their impact and says, I'm just an entertainer.
It's just a joke. You know what they say to me when I call them on this is, Rory, lighten up. Why are you being so PC? And then ultimately, if I continue to say, hey, it's a free country, why don't you just change the channel?
Mm-hmm. Or go out and do a talk show of your own. Let's go to Dave in Eureka. Welcome, Dave. You're on the PBC show with Rory O'Connor.
Hey, Peter, you're dragging the names of some truly dreadful lowlifes across the airways today, but I've got to believe, Roy, that Ann Coulter has received an honorable mention in your work there.
Well, Ann certainly deserves mention, but the last time I checked, she did not have her own radio show.
Oh,
it's true.
Dear.
Yeah.
She's off and on it enough to offend me.
Well, you know...
Yeah, she doesn't have her own show. That's right. I didn't think of it that way.
But can you think of a detestable woman who's kind of in the same vein? She's not a blonde.
I'd say Sean Hannity comes close, but he's not all that...
Female.
Female, yeah. Michael Medved, he's a dreadful one.
And he's kind of female.
I was fishing for Laura Ingraham with the silent
Laura
H.
Ingraham.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Well, Dave, we're going to send you a book because you need to bone up on the boneheads. I can tell. All right?
Thank you both.
Yeah, thanks for calling today. And here was a voicemail message I got when I was following Rush every day. I think I get a kick out of this.
Yes, Peter B., I have a sad story to relate to you. In November of 1990, I tested positive for EIB. But I found that with a good, healthy dose of realism in the Peter B. Collins Show, I was able to get over it. And I think others out there can get over it, too. Okay. Take care. Bye.
So he tested positive for EIB, and if people don't know the reference, the mythical company that Rush talks about is Excellence in Broadcasting. That's his mythical network, and that's what the gentleman was referring to there. Before we move on from Rush, anything else you want to add?
Well, I think what I want to add is that this entire medium, which, you know, in its current incarnation, you know, had its genesis with Rush Limbaugh, as you say, almost 20 years ago, was born out of a sense of victimization and of being outsiders and giving voice to people who felt like they were voiceless. Now, what we found is that they succeeded so wildly that inevitably they became the ultimate insiders. Let's not forget, for the last 8 years, you know, the far right has controlled the White House, the Congresses, and the Supreme Court, largely. So Rush Limbaugh and his ilk went from being outsiders pointing fingers to staying in the Lincoln bedroom. And I think what we're going to see, we've already seen him repositioning himself, so that whoever is elected president in November, whether it is Hillary, probably not, Barack Obama, or even John McCain, as we've seen, Rush Limbaugh and his friends are going to position themselves once again as outsiders, as victims, in opposition.
You know, the feminazis forgot one thing. Well, one of the objectives of the feminazis over the last 20, 25 years has been to dominate the public education system so as to remove the competitive nature of boys. I mean, there's a crisis of young man-boy education in the schools. And they did this on purpose. What? To eliminate male competition in the workforce. This is part of feminazi grand plan. They forgot affirmative action for black guys. And because of that, every bit of their plan has gone up in smoke now, because they had to come out in favor of affirmative action.
Now, Rory, this brings up a point that I want to make. The right-wing hosts spend a lot of their time dispensing free advice to liberals and Democrats. And one time I heard Sean Hannity, misstating a lot of facts, but he had time to take a call from Newt Gingrich. And the two of them spent 10 minutes offering advice to Democratic candidates. And it's like, when Rush starts to talk about race relations and those issues, I'm sorry, it just doesn't wash.
Yeah, it's kind of like military intelligence is a bit of an oxymoron, isn't it? But also, another point I want to make here on that clip you just played, you know, the term feminazis, of course, was invented by Rush Limbaugh, and he and Bill O'Reilly and Michael Savage and all the others, like nothing better than to compare whomever and whatever to the Nazis and the KKK, whether it's Arianna Huffington, whether it's the feminist movement, whatever it is, they're all Nazis.
Yeah. All right, let's take another call. If I have this right, Gene is on the line from Waterloo, Iowa. You get the long distance award today, Gene.
Well, thanks, but this isn't Gene.
Oh, okay. I can tell this is Billy in Capitola. We lost Gene.
Yes.
Gene, call back if you're still listening. Go ahead, Billy.
Well, I was curious about a couple of things. Number one, is anybody doing, you know, sort of hate radio from the left? I tried to, but I just, you know, it's hard to be that hateful.
You couldn't find a regular source of venom?
Well, you know, the only people you want to pick on from the left-hand side is people who are literally the Republicans themselves, or as we call them, the repugnant ones. But no class of people, because, you know, what you do on the right is, you know, you pick on somebody who everybody likes to pick on, like women or blacks or gays. It's not so easy when you're a lefty, because really you're trying to solve problems, and that's not done best by calling names, but God knows some of us try. And the other question I have before I go is, I'm interested in this little sliver of hate radio where you hire Jews to talk about how great Christians are, like the aforementioned Medved, like down in L.A., Prager.
Mm-hmm.
What is that about?
That's interesting. All right, first question first. Rory?
Remind me of the first question. I was just thinking of Michael Savage on the Jewish issue.
Well, he's saying, you know, is there an equivalent on the left?
Yes. Well, there are what I call shock jocks on the left. I would put Randy Rhodes in that, for example, and I don't mean that in a pejorative way, and Mike Malloy as well. What these actually are people who have learned, I think quite well, many of the techniques that, in a sense, were pioneered by Rush Limbaugh and others, and they're now turning around and doing precisely what you're talking about, and just aiming the rifle in a different direction. So I do think there are a couple out there who certainly would qualify, yes.
But on that level, I think that people make a mistake to think that you can simply flip and use the same tactics with liberal or leftist viewpoints. And I think Billy raised the question in the right way, that the sensibilities of the listeners for progressive talk are very different. And we've run into this with programmers across the country who say, well, Peter, you do a nice show, but it's a little too smart, and I don't hear enough name-calling.
And it's too nuanced. I mean, I think there's another thing that you do see from the liberals and the progressives is that they tend to be more empathic. They tend to see what virtue there may be in the opposing argument. They're open to an opposing argument. Let's start with that, which many of these shock jocks on the right simply are not. So
You,
ultimately, yes, I think that you are right that this is very much a right-wing phenomenon, and almost exclusively one.
All right. And to Billy's point about Christian-loving Jews.
Well, Christian-loving Jews, or some say, you know, they're self-hating Jews. As I say, you know, Michael Savage, and I have a piece that's been out just over the last week about Savage, and you know, in it he said Larry King and Wolf Blitzer, both of whom are Jewish, you know, would stop at nothing at shoving Jews into the oven. So, you know, and then once again, there we are with yet another Nazi reference.
Mm-hmm. All right, Billy, you get a book.
Hey, that's great. I enjoy reading it.
Okay.
I'm interested in talk radio, as you know.
Yes, I do.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Billy, thanks a lot. And hold on, we'll get a mailing address for you. And, Rory, I want to talk next about the fairness doctrine. We've got about a minute till our break. Let's just reel off a couple of the people who haven't been mentioned. Glenn Beck, who has a syndicated radio show, and also, for inexplicable reasons, is given free rein on the cable headline news channel.
Yeah, he's on CNN, is what we need to remind ourselves of, that well-known left-wing cable news network, as the right-wing talk radio people, except for Glenn Beck, regularly refer to it. Beck is now the number four most popular right-wing talk radio host in America. So he's very much on the ascendant. He, of course, has a bestseller that's out there now. And that's another thing, is that you see the new breed. You know, Beck is one of the younger of these right-wing talk radio hosts. What you find is that they're available much more than the old breed on multiple platforms. So they're on radio, they're on television, they're writing books, they're having syndicated columns like Bill O'Reilly. They basically are multimedia outfits all unto themselves.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break and return with Rory O'Connor, his new book, Shock Jocks, Hate Speech and Talk Radio, just out today from Alternet Books. And if you're on the line, stay there. We'll give away at least one more copy before the top of the hour. Our toll-free number is 888-5-PETER-B.
News, commentary, and your phone calls. If it's happening in America, it'll be right here on 540 AM Radio, KRXA.
Does it seem like the service is lacking at most service stations? Not at Mid-Valley Valero and Shell on Carmel Valley Road. Mid-Valley Valero and Shell offer complete auto repair, smog inspections, major brand tires, 30, 60, and 90,000 mile service checks, complete brake work, and fix any electrical problems. They even provide environmentally friendly auto detailing. Mid-Valley Valero and Shell use only the highest quality original and aftermarket auto parts. Call Mid-Valley Valero and Shell at 831-624-0722. That's 624-0722. Remember, for all your automobile needs, only Mid-Valley Valero and Shell will do. Locally owned, Mid-Valley Valero and Shell. Putting the service back in service stations.
Go ahead, take a deep breath. Yeah, there's nothing like that new car insurance smell.
I love it.
Want to take it for a test drive?
Sure.
Wouldn't it be great if you could test drive car insurance? Well, maybe you can.
Notice all the impressive standard features. Good neighbor service for extra comfort and stability. And look how great it handles around those hairpin turns in your budget.
Check out the company 40 million other drivers trust, State Farm. No one gives more discounts to more drivers, and nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent.
Who's that?
That's your built-in security system, your very own State Farm agent.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey there, and who are those guys?
Oh, that's your award-winning claims department.
Wow.
So talk to a State Farm agent.